This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to enliven our heart in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear listeners. We are talking about how to enliven our heart in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, it's pretty self-explanatory that in any lifestyle, not only a Islamic lifestyle, we have to have a heart which is alive. Right now, this heart being alive is not necessarily a physical being alive, even though that would help. But what we're talking about here is this heart which is spiritually alive. It is metaphysically alive. It is a heart which is pure. It is clean. It is sincere. In some terms, we find, for example, Shaheed Ayatollah Dastaghayb Shirazi, who very eloquently called it a qalbi salim, a healthy, a pure, a good, wholesome heart. This is what we're talking about, and it's not necessarily a physical heart that we're talking about. Now, how do we enliven this heart? As we said, we have to have a heart which is alive in this spiritual, metaphysical sense, if we want to live any kind of lifestyle. You cannot live any kind of lifestyle, whether it be Islamic or un-Islamic, if your heart is not involved in it. So we need to have a heart which is alive if we want to be able to live that Islamic lifestyle which we are all trying to live. So at this point in the program, we have understood that we are going to have a heart which is alive spiritually if we want to live that wholesome, pure Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about how we are going to have a heart which is alive, and that too spiritually, in order to live a Islamic lifestyle. So what exactly do we do if we want to have a heart which is alive so that we can live truly a pure Islamic lifestyle? So there's a beautiful tradition from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, who says that truly our traditions enliven the hearts. And this is, dear friends, what will bring life spiritually to our hearts. That is that we must be intact, we must be connected to, and we must have a relationship with the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And especially when considering that we want to live a Islamic lifestyle, we learn our Islamic lifestyle from the traditions which are accepted by the religious ulama and of course by the Holy Quran. It is these two sources which help us to understand what a Islamic lifestyle is and what help us to really be able to live a Islamic lifestyle. These traditions, they teach us so many different things, so many beautiful things, so many different points, moral, ethical, jurisprudential. It is all there in the Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, and the exposition and explanation and the intricate details of the Holy Quran, which are the traditions. And so finally, if we are going to live this Islamic lifestyle, we're going to have to enliven our hearts, and that can be done via the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.